We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
Hello, Mom. Hello to your brothers and sisters.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, open-minded viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10K U-band and Intercept 10 C-band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hoditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cyprus and Mongolia enhance cooperative relations. In ecology news, according to international scientists, mangroves store significantly more carbon than other forests. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ancestral Resurgence of Salvadorian Identity, which is dedicated to safeguarding the time-honored wisdom of indigenous cultures. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 16, acclaimed Japanese motion picture director Mr. Kenji Mizoguchi was born in 1898 in Tokyo, Japan. He is recognized as one of the greatest filmmakers of the 20th century. Mr. Mizoguchi's works, such as the award-winning Ugetsu, are known for their pictorial beauty in perfecting the use of distant camera perspectives and long fluid scenes. The nature of reality, cultural values, and the positive power of love were explored in his movies. May the profound films of Mr. Kenji Mizoguchi be long appreciated by enthralled viewers around the world.
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. Following a recent discovery at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant of 3,000 tons of radioactive water in the basement of the number one reactor, Japanese personnel began pumping more water into the reactor to keep its temperature down. On Saturday, May 14, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, officials stated that it could take years to remove the damaged nuclear fuel rods, which have mostly melted and fallen to the bottom of the reactor, where they are submerged in water. TEPCO also announced continued problems with reactor number 3, saying that seawater in the area still had radioactive cesium 2,300 times the legal limit, indicating that a leak was still occurring.
As the crisis continues, more residents in Fukushima Prefecture who live outside the 20-kilometer radius around the troubled power plant have begun to be evacuated for fear of radiation effects. About 7,700 residents of Kawamata and Itate are being relocated to public housing and other facilities in nearby cities, with the more vulnerable expectant mothers and infants being moved first.
Our appreciation, Japanese officials, experts, and personnel working wholeheartedly to alleviate the nuclear crisis. Let us join in securing the safety of all beings through our gentler stewardship of the Earth.
Efforts to ease Mississippi River floods continue. As the Mississippi River continues to rise to record levels, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on Saturday, May 14, began opening the bays of now a third flood control system, the Morganza Spillway in Louisiana, making it the first time in history that all three systems have been used simultaneously. The waters released could submerge more than 3,000 square miles of land with up to 25 feet of water in order to protect New Orleans and nearby Baton Rouge from even worse flooding by the Mississippi River. With some 25,000 people and 11,000 structures threatened by the action, sheriffs and National Guard personnel were going door to door, warning people to evacuate.
Upon hearing of the developing disaster on May 7, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with regional officials on any aid that might be required, asking that they go, if possible, to help those most in need. Expressing her deep love and prayers, she also said that $20,000 is available for urgent necessities.
We appreciate the efforts and challenging decisions being made by Army Corps officials and personnel in their efforts to protect the public, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance. With our prayers for the protection of the flood-affected residents, may such calamities subside as we strive to better care for the environment.
Earthquakes jolt Costa Rica, Japan, Indonesia, and Afghanistan. On Friday afternoon, May 13, an area near San Jose, Costa Rica, was rocked by a powerful tremor measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale that could be felt as far away as Nicaragua. With a disruption causing power outages that affected traffic signals during rush hour, cell phone service was also disrupted in some areas, while small landslides occurred along the roadside. In Japan's quake and tsunami-ravaged northeast, a strong 6.2 magnitude tremor occurred 59 kilometers northeast of Iwaki City on Saturday morning, with another quake of magnitude 5.2 also striking south of Java, Indonesia. Before dawn on Sunday, a 5.9 magnitude quake rumbled a mountainous and remote Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan near the Pakistani border, 76 kilometers south of Faizabad, Afghanistan, and 120 kilometers northwest of Chitral, Pakistan. Less than 24 hours before, the region had already been struck by two other quakes, measuring 4.9 and 4.8 in magnitude. Fortunately, none of the tremors resulted in casualties or significant damage. We are grateful for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. Our prayers that such potentially dangerous events are lessened as humanity's kinder actions restore calm to the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. In numerous places across the globe, people are working to improve lives for themselves and fellow citizens as they raise their voices for greater freedom, dignity, and human rights in countries and regions such as Bahrain, Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen.
Pakistani lawmakers issued a resolution calling for an end to U.S. drone attacks in tribal regions, which Agence France-Presse reports killed 670 people in 2010 alone. The resolution also recommended a review of relations with the U.S. to ensure that Pakistan's national interests are fully respected.
On Sunday, Israeli troops fired on protesters in Gaza, the West Bank, and on Israeli borders with Syria and Lebanon, killing at least 10 people and injuring more than 300, as thousands of Palestinians called for the return of ancestral lands and an independent Palestinian state. A Palestinian teenager and a journalist died, and at least 240 others were injured, many of whom were children, as Israeli forces fired tear gas, stun grenades, bullets and tank shells at citizens rallying at the Israeli-Palestinian border crossings of Erez and Kalandia. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Palestinians whose families have been living in Lebanese refugee camps for decades near the Israeli border rallied on Sunday as well, with Israel's increased troops in the area resulting in 5 Palestinian deaths. Another 4 died when around 70 refugees were fired upon as they broke through a border fence from Syria into Israel. In the Golan Heights, Israeli forces also killed 12 people who were calling for the region to be returned to Syria.
As conflict continued in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Friday, May 13, between United Nations-backed transitional government forces and the Al-Shabaab group, 35 people were killed, including 15 civilians. Since the last functioning government was overthrown in 1991, approximately 1 million people have died due to fighting, as well as famine and disease, with another 1.4 million forced to leave their homes and stay in makeshift dwellings elsewhere to escape the violence.
In Egypt, 2 people were killed and at least 60 were injured on Saturday as a group of unidentified armed men attacked Coptic Christians who were peacefully demonstrating at the state TV offices for improved rights for the minority group.
Saudi tanks travelled to occupy Bahrain's Sitra, an island south of the capital. While in their homeland, hundreds of Saudis in Awamiya and Qatif rallied in solidarity with Bahraini protesters, calling for Saudi troops to withdraw immediately, while urging the government's respect of human rights, freedom of expression, and release of political prisoners.
After violence from Yemeni security forces resulted in the deaths of 3 demonstrators on Friday, gunmen in civilian clothing opened fire on Saturday on protesters in Taiz, wounding 35 people, some critically, as tens of thousands called for the rapid resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Syrian security forces opened fire as more than 500 civilians, mostly women and children, fled the Syrian border town of Tal Kalak into Lebanon on Saturday. 3 people died instantly and many more were injured, including one man whose wounds turned out to be fatal. Al Jazeera reports that as many as 2,000 people may have escaped from Tal Kalak into Lebanon over the weekend. Meanwhile, British Foreign Office political director Geoffrey Adams called for the end of the repressive violence by President Bashar al-Assad's forces and the release of all political prisoners.
According to Euronews, Libyan revolutionaries have been able to secure control of the western city of Misurata with the hope of soon easing conditions for its residents who were previously besieged by government forces. Meanwhile, French President Nicolas Sarkozy received a visit from a senior leader of Libya's interim government, Muammar Gebril, to discuss the country's next steps of transition.
In sorrow for the cherished lives lost, we pray for a cessation of strife in all nations, as citizens everywhere choose to live in harmonious freedom, dignity, and peace.
Azerbaijan surprises and delights with first Eurovision win. Tens of millions of people across the globe watched and cast their votes as this year's annual Eurovision Pop Extravaganza and its talent, representing 43 countries, concluded in Dusseldorf, Germany, on Saturday, May 14. Winning the first top prize for their nation was Azerbaijan's singing duo El and Nikki with the love song Running Scared. Second place went to Italian singer Rafael Gulazzi for Folia d'Amour, while Sweden's Eric Said secured third with Popular. Despite rainy weather in Azerbaijan, people celebrated joyously in the streets of Baku, which will now have the honor of hosting Eurovision 2012. We join in applauding El and Nikki and your proud country on your win. May the contributions from such gifted creativity continue to delight and uplift our world.
Sea Shepherd expands to protect sea ecosystems. In just one of its newest activities to protect international oceans and marine life, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society recently launched Sea Shepherd Belgium. A gathering of 200 supportive Belgian citizens was attended by Sea Shepherd's captain, Paul Watson, and well-known Belgian TV host, Mr. Tom Waas, who spoke about Sea Shepherd's life-saving mission and his own campaign in Belgium to help stop the animal dolphin massacre in Taiji, Japan.
We collected 65,000 signatures and brought it to the Japanese embassy. My goal with the petition was to put a bit of pressure on the embassies worldwide.
The Sea Shepherd's highly assertive approaches to stop the illegal killing of whales and other species have drawn international attention. According to Captain Paul Watson, a committed vegan, these efforts are part of encouraging a larger respect for all beings and their vital contributions to ecological balance.
Well, the one message that we try to get across to everybody is this understanding that we're intimately connected with our oceans and biodiversity and life in our oceans, and that if the oceans die, then humanity dies. And so therefore the protection of our oceans is absolutely essential for our own survival.
For his courageous and compassionate endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai previously honored Captain Watson with the Shining World Hero Award, and more recently conveyed her special thanks to Sea Shepherd while contributing $50,000 to further the noble work.
We join in appreciation Captain Paul Watson, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and its international supporters for your ongoing noble law enforcing and marine preservation efforts. May the day be soon that all beings on Earth live in peaceful coexistence.
To find out more about Captain Paul Watson and his work, please tune in to the two-part program, Captain Paul Watson, Brave Guardian of the Seas, Thursday, May 19, and Friday, May 20, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
Animals are more than just wonderfully intelligent. They are selfless, loving and devoted friends, as well as parents and spouses. There are countless touching stories of how these animals lay down their own lives to rescue others, even those of other species, including humans. For example, a Philippine man whose boat was overturned at sea was helped by about 30 dolphins who came to his aid, helping him through rough waters to the shore, while two 10-meter-long whales guarded him on either side. We don't even have to be telepathic to know how intelligent, sentient, and living our animal friends are. We just need to take time to find out a little more about them or interact with these beautiful souls for even a short while. And then we would be even more humble and respectful because, frankly, many of them, including the cow, sheep, pigs, dolphins, and chickens mentioned above, have even more developed, noble, and loving qualities than many of us humans.
CNN Freedom Project joins efforts to end modern-day slavery. Through this year's online initiative, The Freedom Project, international television network CNN has become a media leader in the global campaign to raise awareness and halt human trafficking and slavery. With UNICEF stating that 50% of the millions of modern-day slavery victims are children who are being kidnapped and trafficked for sex, forced to beg, made to work in factories, and even, in the case of child soldiers, taught to kill. Many of the others vulnerable to such abuse are women.
Through the Freedom Project website and media reports, CNN is providing abundant factual information along with journalists who give a voice to victims and links to organizations across the globe dedicated to providing solutions, with individual participation also encouraged. More information for anyone wanting to contribute is available at the CNN Freedom Project.blogs.cnn.com.
Our heartfelt appreciation, CNN Freedom Project journalists and all who are working to end exploitation of the vulnerable, for your noble actions in helping raise awareness worldwide. Through our concerted efforts, let us hasten the day that people worldwide may enjoy respect and secure, love-filled lives.
Save Our Planet. The United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, presents Mexican President Felipe Calderon with the 2011 Champions of the Earth Prize for his exemplary leadership in addressing climate change at both global and national levels.
Everyone, I am Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're eating the delicious vegan way, foods without any animal products. Today, we have a handy computer tip.
If your desktop has many icons, you can quickly find a particular one following these simple steps.
Highlight one of the images, then type the first letter of the item you are looking for, and it will show an icon starting with that letter. Keep entering the letter until you see the one you need.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Cyprus and Mongolia enhance cooperative relations. The two nations have agreed that those individuals holding diplomatic and official passports will no longer need visas to travel to each other's country. In addition, a memorandum was signed between the two nations' Olympic committees. Our thankfulness, Cyprus and Mongolia, for your amicability. May the people of both your lovely lands grow closer in friendship and understanding.
In ecology news, mangroves store significantly more carbon than other forests. A study was conducted by the Pacific Southwest and Northern Research Stations of United States Forest Service, University of Helsinki in Finland, and the Indonesian-based Center for International Forestry Research. It assessed the carbon content of 25 mangrove sites on the shores of the Indian and the Pacific Oceans. The mangrove systems were found to keep 4 to 5 times more carbon than terrestrial forests, due in part to their thick layer of organic-rich sedimentary soil. Our thankfulness, all scientists involved, for these important results. May we do everything possible to protect this invaluable treasure of our ecosphere. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting ancestral resurgence of Salvadorian identity, which helps to preserve the ancient wisdom of indigenous peoples. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more significant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a delightful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on ancestral resurgence of Salvadorian identity, which promotes indigenous culture and arts.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ancestral Resurgence of Salvadorian Identity, RAIS, is dedicated to safeguarding and preserving the time-honored wisdom of indigenous cultures and using it to benefit present-day society. In 1981, a historic gathering was held in El Salvador, which fulfilled an ancient prophecy of a meeting between the eagle and the condor. This symbolized that the native people of North and South America will be reunited and their silence ended.
To continue encouraging the revitalization of indigenous cultures, RAIS was founded in 1994. The nonprofit has collaborated with a number of groups to offer workshops on native knowledge and arts such as weaving. They have also been active in supporting the recovery of Nahuatl, a Uto-Aztecan language.
On their website, RAIS shares the ancient indigenous understanding that our every thought and action affects 7 generations. Therefore, we must always consider those who are yet to be born. Our gratitude, ancestral resurgence of Salvadorian identity, for your devoted efforts. May our world be blessed by the rich heritage and the sacred knowledge of indigenous peoples as we move towards realizing a loving and sustainable earth.
And now for some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Team Report. It is told in Javanese.
Ibu lan anak wadon lagi nonton Supreme Master TV. Lan meniko, Supreme Master Television ngelaporaken Tim Bantuan Bencana Asosiasi Internasional Moho Guru Ching Hai saking lapangan.
Anak, apa tim kui biasane ning langit, Bu?
And now for a viewer's heartline on drumming to the heartbeat of Afghan music with tabla virtuoso Salah Nader on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can be accessed in our online archives.
Salah Nader is amazing. Tal from Germany. beautiful tabla playing. Thank you. Viewer from Canada.
Harmonious Tal and friend from Canada. Thank you for your positive messages. The tabla playing of Salanada is surely incredible. It gives us a glimpse into the rich musical heritage of beautiful Afghanistan. May you and the forward-thinking people of Germany and Canada be always blessed by the divine.
Do you have a hardline today? We welcome your hardlines and stories. Please send them to hardline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hardline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with immeasurable kindness. Wishing you a joyous week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egyptian Prime Minister Issam Sharaf arrives in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa for talks with his counterpart Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, where the two leaders agree to cooperate on water issues as well as other economic, cultural, and social topics.
New Jersey, USA hosts the three-day Newark Peace Education Summit, where Nobel Peace Prize laureate His Holiness the Dalai Lama delivers the opening address, emphasizing the importance of harmonious change in society that begins with individual inner peace.
Various Malaysian organizations, including the Malaysia Chinese Food Consumer Association, support a proposed shark hunting ban off the coast of northern Borneo, highlighting the cruelty of the practice and urging others not to consume shark fin soup.
Six men living at the Guiding Light Mission Rehabilitation Shelter in Michigan, USA, participate in a 10-kilometer charity run to raise money for children in need as they also work to restore their own lives.
To assist those affected by the massive East Japan earthquake, the government of the Republic of Tajikistan donates $120,000 for relief, along with letters and messages of sympathy and condolence from their excellencies, the President, Prime Minister, Foreign Affairs Minister, and others.
Heroic Jessica Jordan, a 12-year-old girl from California, USA, rescues an injured baby finch from fellow classmates' cruelty at her school, and with her mother, Tammy Jordan, rushes the bird to Valley Wildlife Care, where the tiny avian's life is saved.
For her compassionate deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Jessica with the Shining World Heroine Award, along with $500 to help with school favorites, with lots of hugs and kisses.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.